The next few Mishnayos of this perek and of the coming perek talk about different parts of the bed as they relate to the laws of tumah impurity. A malbim, which as we saw in the previous Mishnah, is a piece of wood which is placed horizontally underneath the legs of the bed, going from one leg to another, and there would be slots in this malbein into which the legs of the bed can be placed. The Mishnah says, malbein shenasone al lashonos, what happens if they place the malbein on top of lashonos, which are additional wooden supports for the bed? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda metamin. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda say that those lashonos, which are essentially flat pieces of wood, which in and of themselves obviously cannot become tomei, but according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, they can become tomei now, since they are considered to be a secondary part of the bed. So since the bed can become tomei, these parts can also become tomei. Now, they are not attached and stuck to the bed. However, the bed would be pretty much permanently placed on top of these lashonos, these wooden extra supports. And that's enough, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, for it to be considered part of the bed, and therefore it can become tomei together with the rest of the bed. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Matarin, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shimon say that it cannot become tomei, because since they are not stuck to the bed, and on the rare occasion they are actually taken off, for example, when the bed is moved, they would sometimes take off these wooden extra supports when moving the bed. That is enough for it not to be considered a actual part of the bed, since anyway it's not actually fully attached. So only if it would always be used to support the bed would it be considered part of the bed, but since on the rare occasion it is taken off, it is therefore not considered just to be an extension of the bed. And Omar Rabbi Yasi added a proof for his opinion. What is the difference between this case and the Malbein of Leviim, which was mentioned in the previous Mishnah? Again, the Malbein is this wooden piece which would go from one leg to another, and the legs of the bed would be slotted into it. And the previous Mishnah taught that the Malbein, which is used by Leviim when they would travel to the Beis HaMikdash, and they knew to take with their beds, so they would take apart the beds, and they would remove the Malbein from the bed when they were traveling. And because of the fact that they removed the Malbein, it therefore is not considered to be an extension of the bed, because it wasn't always together with the bed. It was taken off, and Shemalbein Bnei Levi Tahorin, because of that, the Malbein of the beds of Leviim could not become Tomei, they were not considered part of the bed. So to over here, since occasionally these extra wooden supports are taken off, it should therefore not be considered part of the bed, and therefore it shouldn't be able to become Tomei, because if we look at it itself, it can't contain anything. It's not a kli in and of itself. Now, the reason why Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue against Rabbi Yosi is because it was only on the very rare occasion that these wooden supports would be removed. And like the Leviim, who would constantly take off that wooden part of the bed when traveling. Mishnah Hey, now the Mishnah goes into details of a broken bed. When is a bed considered broken to a sufficient extent such that it would no longer be considered a kli that can become tomei? By the way, it should be noted that although a bed is not able to contain things or hold anything, it can nevertheless become tomei because it's something that its entire designation and purpose is for supporting the weight of a person. And therefore it can become tomei medrus, which is the severe level of tumah for something which is designated for supporting the weight of a person, if a zov, who is a person who has a particular type of impurity, or somebody else who has a similar level of impurity, if he supports his weight on something like this, whose designation is for supporting the weight of a person, then that item, the bed itself, will have the same level of impurity as the zov. It's as if the bed itself is now a source of impurity. So if then a person or a kli touches the bed, it will become tomei. Even though in general, a kli or a person can only become tomei from a source of impurity, from the original source. Now, there is a rule that anything that can become tomei as tumas medrus, which is this form of tumah unique to things that support the weight of somebody, they can also become tomei from a dead body. They're considered a kli for everything. Begins the Mishnah, mitos shahoisa tumei al medras, a bed that became tomei medras, which means that a zov, or somebody else who had a similar level of impurity, rested his weight, he lay down on the bed. So the entire bed now is considered to be on the level of an av hatumah, a source of impurity which can make even people or other kelim tomei. And then, nitla katsara, the short end, one of the short ends of the bed is made up, the frame of the bed is obviously made up of two longer boards going lengthways, and then on either end of the bed there would be shorter beams, and those four would make up the frame of the bed. Either way, one of the shorter sides The beams of wood which went widthways was taken off the bed, ushtekra ayim, together with the 2 feet, the 2 legs of the bed, which were attached to that end piece at the end of the bed. Tomea, the entire bed can still become, it's still considered tome, because it's still possible to use this bed. It's true that you'll be leaning slightly downwards, but it's still a usable bed. On the other hand, aruka ushtekra ayim, if one of the beams going lengthways along the length of the bed gets taken off, together with 2 of the feet, the legs of the bed, then tahira, the entire bed becomes pure. It loses the status of a kli, because that is considered to be very much a broken bed. Nobody would sleep on a bed which is slanted sideways. You would roll off the bed. However, Rabbi Nechemiah says that it still is tomei, because it is usable. How is it usable? If you support the other side of the bed with something. So it's true that in general we've learned to rule that wooden kelim cannot become tomei if they require the support of something else and they can't stand by themselves. However, in this case, where the item was already a kli, it began as a full bed, and it has the status of a kli, so it's harder to get rid and remove the status of a kli from an item than to give an item the status of a kli. So since this is already a kli, to stop it being a kli would require more. And according to Rabbi Nechemiah, since it can be used still, albeit with the support of something else, it retains the status of a kli that it has had until now. Next case of the Mishnah, Godad Shtelishonis Leichson. If he cut off 2 of the lishonis, which are the extra wooden supports on each of the legs of the bed, he cut off 2 of them diagonally from each other. So 2 out of the 4 extra wooden supports are taken off, and it's specifically 2 which are diagonal from each other, and because of that, the bed is totally wonky. If it would be on the same side, so the bed would be slightly tilted, that wouldn't stop it being a kli. But over here, where it's 2 diagonal legs, which now ultimately have a shorter height, because they no longer have that extra height of the wooden supports, so the entire bed is now very wonky and barely usable. Or in a different case, Godad Shtekru Ayim Tefach al Tefach Leichson. If he cut off a height of a tefach from 2 of the actual legs of the bed, not the wooden supports, but the actual legs, and again, 2 diagonal legs, so this is just another way of causing the bed to be very wonky, because 2 diagonal legs will be shorter than the other 2 diagonal legs. When I say diagonal legs, I mean legs which are opposite each other diagonally. Or a third case, or if he chopped up, he cut off all of the legs of the bed until all of them are less than the height of a tefach, no beds would be like that, and therefore, again, that's considered to be a broken bed, and in all of these 3 cases, the bed would no longer be considered a kli, and it cannot become tomei. And if it was tomei, it would lose its impurity. Mishnah Vov, Mitzashoy Sotomeo Midros, a bed which became Tomeo Medros, that means that a Zov or somebody with a similar level of impurity rested his weight and lay down on the bed, and therefore the bed now becomes an Av Hatumo that can make any Kli or person who comes into contact with that bed Tome. And then Nishbura Aruka, one of the beams on the long side of the bed, breaks and it gets taken off. But we're going to understand that in this case, the 2 legs on that side of the bed remained attached to the bed. So it still had 4 legs, just that one of the frames on one of the sides of the bed came off. The bed itself is still usable in this state, and therefore the bed remains tomei. And meanwhile, the Tiknah, he fixed that side of the bed by replacing it with a new wooden beam going lengthways along the bed. Tomei Medras, the entire bed, together with this beam which has now been added, it has a status of Tumas Medras. It's on the same level as an Av Hatuma, an original source of impurity. Now, if we look at this specific beam that was added on to the bed later on, that beam wasn't part of the bed when the Zov rested his weight on it. So why is it Tomei on the same level as the actual bed? The answer is simple, because it's attached to the bed. It's now become part of the bed. So it has exactly the same status as the rest of the bed. Now, let's imagine that that beam of wood was not attached to the bed and it didn't become part of the actual bed. It just touched the part of the bed that remains. In that case, the beam would have become a Rishon Latuma, 1 step removed from that primary level of impurity. 1 step removed from the Av Hatuma. That's just an introduction to the next part of the Mishnah. Nishbura Shania, if a second beam as part of that wooden frame breaks, let's say the opposite beam on the other side of the bed, even if Vatikna, he fixes the bed, he replaces it with a new beam, very interestingly, to Hoya Minamedios, the entire bed which we see now no longer has the status of Tumas Medrus, of an Av HaTuma. And the reason for this is because, like we explained, the only reason why the beams, the new beams, which were added on later on, have the status of Tumas Medrus and an Av HaTuma, that primary level of impurity, is because they're attached to something which has that level of impurity. But for that level of impurity to exist, we can't take those beams into account. Those extra beams can't be the cause for that level of impurity. It can't be that the bed status of an Av HaTuma is dependent upon those beams which are added on later on, because those beams which are added on later on only have that level of impurity because they're attached to something which has the level of an Av HaTuma. Now, the bed frame with two of the beams having been taken off obviously would not be considered a kli. That's no longer a bed frame if you have both sides, if you have two out of four of the frames taken off. So in terms of the parts of the bed which were there at the time that the Zov lay down on the bed and are still there now, it wouldn't be considered a kli, and therefore it loses the status of an Av HaTuma. That having been said, what did we say earlier on? That the mere fact that these extra beams which were added on later on, the replacement beams, touched the Av HaTuma, that makes them into a Rishayin LaTuma, one step removed from that primary level of impurity. And that's totally irrelevant to the fact that they're connected to the bed. The mere fact that they touched the bed at the time that the bed had that primary level of impurity, that gives the beams a status of a Rishayin LaTuma. Now, if you think about it, the rest of the bed, which until now was an Av HaTuma, so we're saying that now it's no longer an Av HaTuma because not enough of that original bed that was there at the time that it became Tomei remains. Okay, but it is attached to those beams which are added on and touched the Av HaTuma. So they are attached to Rishon HaTuma, which means that the entire bed, which is attached to this Rishon HaTuma, has the status of a Rishon HaTuma, of being one step removed from that original primary source of impurity. So that's what the Mishnah says, that Aval Tomei Maga Midras, the entire bed is Tomei as something that touched a Tumas Medrus, something which is a primary level of impurity, and therefore the entire bed has a status of a Rishayin LaTuma, one step removed from that primary level of impurity. And the truth is, now we're going to see in the last part of the Mishnah, that what I said before is not actually precise. In explaining the levels of Tumah over here, I said that even if the wooden board would have just touched the bed, when the bed was an Av HaTuma, that primary level of impurity, it would have become Tomei as a Rishayin LaTuma, just like anything that touches a Av HaTuma. But that's not actually true, because the wooden board by itself is just a flat piece of wood. It's not a kli. Something that's not a kli can touch as many impure things as it can, and it won't become impure. And therefore, the only reason why that beam that was added to the bed as a replacement for the beam that came off, the only reason why that did get the status of a Rishayin LaTuma is because it was part of a kli. So it comes out something fascinating. As long as it was part of the kli, it actually had the status of an Av HaTuma, because it got the status of the rest of the kli, and the rest of the kli was an Av HaTuma. However, it also has the status in terms of itself as a Rishayin LaTuma, as something which touched a source of impurity and is currently considered to be a kli. It's just that as long as the entire bed is an Av HaTuma, that status of a Rishayin LaTuma is totally irrelevant. But when does it become relevant? When the rest of the bed loses the status of an Av HaTuma. And then at least the whole bed will be a Rishayin LaTuma because it's connected to that beam, which is a Rishayin LaTuma all along. Now, according to this, what happens if Lehispik HaSakman Sarishayna, he didn't manage to fix the first beam, and Shinishbar Shinia, before the second beam broke off of the bed frame? In that case, the entire bed frame stopped being a kli before the beams of wood were added on, which means that when the boards of wood were added onto the bed again as a replacement, they never ever touched something that had a primary level of impurity, because the bed already lost the status of a kli earlier on, and therefore it lost its impurity. So even once the bed is fixed, that's considered to be a new bed, and tahira it would be pure, because it's not the same bed as became Tomei earlier on. And none of the beams became Tomei, because they never touched the bed whilst it was still a kli which had that tumah. Mishnah Zayin, Kera, a leg of a bed, and we're going to understand that we're talking specifically about a situation where it was a very wide and quite long bed, long leg, such that if it is by itself, after it was taken off of a bed, if a person designated it for a particular purpose which involves supporting the weight of a person, then it's able to become Tomei as a Tumas Medrus, which again is that type of impurity that applies only to things which are designated for supporting the weight of a person. Be it as it may, Kera, such a leg of a bed, which was taken off of the bed, and it was designated for a purpose that supports the weight of a person, and indeed a impure person, such as a Zov, supported his weight on it. Shoy Satmeel Medrus, so it became Tomei Medrus, it had that level of an Avhatuma, primary level of impurity. And then V'chibra Mito, a person attached that leg to a different bed, which until now had been pure. The Mishnah says, Kulo Tomei Medrus, the entire bed now has the status of Tumas Medrus, because it's all attached to that leg, and the leg is helping in the function. All different parts are assisting each other in the function of the bed. So all of it will gain the status of the tumor to which it is attached. And in this case, very similar to the previous Mishnah, we once again have a case where the rest of the bed currently is an avhatuma. But even if we ignore the fact that it's an avhatuma because it's attached to the leg, apart from that, it also really becomes a rishon latuma, one step removed from an avhatuma, for the very fact that it touched the leg, which is an avhatuma, a primary level of impurity. Just that as long as it's attached to that, it's irrelevant that it's a rishon latuma, because it has an even higher level of impurity since it's attached to the higher level. However, the lower level of a rishon latuma, one step removed, will become relevant at any stage that the rest of the bed is no longer attached to the part which became tomei as an avhatuma. And indeed, the Mishnah says, Perisha, as soon as the leg separates from the rest of the bed, it's taken off, hi tomei o medrus. The leg itself, obviously, is tomei medrus. It became tomei from a zov, supporting his weight on that leg. But what about the rest of the bed, v'hamito, the rest of the bed, maga medrus, as the status of something that touched the tumas medrus, meaning it's a rishon latuma, one step removed from that avatuma, the primary level of impurity. On a similar note, toisa tomei tumas shiva, if the leg became tomei by itself when it wasn't connected to a bed, as a tumor that lasts for 7 days, that means that it became tomei from a dead body, even though it can't hold or contain anything, anything that is designated to support the weight of somebody and can become tomei medrus is considered to be a kli for all purposes. So it can also become tomei from a dead body. So by becoming tomei from a dead body, that is considered to be an av hatuma, a primary level of impurity that can make even a person or a kli tomei. The chibur lamita, meanwhile, he attached this leg to a bed, which until now was fully pure. Kulot tomei tomas shiva. The entire bed can now it now has the status of something which is tomei for 7 days, because it's attached to something which is tomei for 7 days. Perisha, if that leg gets taken off later on, then hi tomei tumas shiva. The leg itself remains tomei for 7 days, but the hamito, the rest of the bed, tomei tumas erev, is only tomei until the evening, meaning for the rest of the day, just like anything which is a rishon latuma, because it touched an avatuma, so that itself is enough to make it tomei, but since it's no longer attached to the avatuma, it would no longer be an avatuma. Third case, hoisot tomei tumas erev. What happens if the leg itself, when it was by itself and became tomei, it only became tomei as a rishon latuma, which lasts until the evening, v'chibur lamita, and then he attached the leg to a bed which until now had been pure. Kulot tomei tumas erev, obviously the entire bed now has the status of something which is tomei until the evening, because it's attached to that item which is tomei until the evening. Persha, but if the leg separates, it gets taken off of the bed, hi tomei tumas erev, that leg itself remains tomei until the evening, because that's the part that it itself became tomei. But v'amita, the rest of the bed, tahora, is pure, because what happened? This only is touched a rishon latuma. A kli that touches a rishon latuma, something which is not a primary source of impurity, does not become tomei. So the only reason why the rest of the bed was tomei until now is only because of the fact that it's connected and attached to the thing which is tomei. But as soon as it's detached from that thing which is tomei, it will become fully pure, because the fact that it touched something which is tomei is irrelevant, because it touched something which is not a primary source of impurity, it's not an avatuma, and therefore it would not become tomei because of that. So the main idea which is being presented by the Mishnah is that there are two different types of impurity. There's one type of impurity which is intrinsic to the item. If it touches something that makes it tomei, it's tomei for however long that tumor lasts. There's a different type of impurity that comes only as a result of being attached and connected to something else which is tomei, and that level of impurity only lasts for as long as it's attached to that item. But even once it is detached, it would still have that other level of tumor where relevant of the fact that it touched the other item which is tomei. ends off the Mishnah, v'china shen shel ma'adar. The same idea applies to a tooth of a pitchfork. That refers to the sharp points which stick out at the end of the pitchfork. The fork part, each of those by themselves, if they became tome and then were attached to the pitchfork or replaced, again, that would be the same idea as when the wooden individual pieces of the bed are detached and become tome or are reattached, as we explained until now in the Mishnah.